We have seen an alarming spike in the number of COVID-19 cases, especially amongst young adults. While we've dramatically increased testing that Dr. Roberts spoke of and contact tracing, which we know are other critical components, until we have a vaccine available, the percentages of positive tests tell us that the actual occurrence of COVID-19 is spreading. I know masks are uncomfortable. I know, especially on days like these, they're hot. And friends, I know we are fatigued from months of fighting the spread of COVID-19. But we cannot let up now. We have done so much together as a community to slow the spread and to put our neighbors' health and safety first. But we must stay the course and recommit ourselves to doing the things that Dr. Roberts laid out. Social distancing, avoiding large gatherings, washing our hands, and wearing masks and facial coverings. For ourselves, for our families, for our neighbors. In a few moments, I will sign an executive order that goes into effect tomorrow that requires the wearing of facial coverings when in public to slow the community spread of COVID-19. Let me be clear on what that means. In retail establishments by employees and customers, in restaurants by employees at all times and by customers when not eating, in hair salons, barbershops, nail salons, and tattoo parlors by employees and customers, in daycares and day camps, adults and children over the age 6. In public transportation, both employees and riders. Of course, there are exemptions for medical or behavioral condition or disability, young people under the age of 6, and if you're trying to communicate with someone who is hearing impaired in a way that requires the mouth to be visible. Again, I want to stress that participation in wearing face coverings is critically important to every one of us to slow the spread of this highly infectious disease.